All right, we'd like to call this meeting to order. We appreciate everybody being here tonight for the February 1st, 2023 Planning Commission meeting, our general session. We'll go ahead and begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by our very own Wendy for us tonight.
Of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. We do have a full quorum present tonight. We do want to ask if there are any conflicts of interest from anyone for tonight's agenda items. Very good. We'll move on to item 3.4, which I'll look for a motion for approval of the minutes for December 15th meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve item 3.4, approval of minutes for December 15th, 2022.
Okay, we have a motion by Heather.
Second.
Second by Andrea. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, that motion passes. We'll move on to item 4.1, 4.2, and 4.3. What we're going to do tonight, just by way of, I guess everybody here was in the present. We'll go ahead and have an introduction and presentation on all of these items since they are very similar, and then we will take separate action moving forward. So we'll go ahead and turn the time over to city staff.
So Sheldon and I drew straws, and I got the short straws. So.
Oh, well. Good job, Sheldon. They were both short, right?
So this is a request from the applicant. So this is for the subdivisions, so Copperfields and then Mountain Ridge as well. Are we on a PDF? Sorry. So just to give some background on the proposal while he's bringing that up. So these lots, the lots that are developed in these neighborhoods are in fairly narrow lots. So with the homes being built there, the setbacks are 5 feet. And the homes are being built pretty close to the setbacks, if not all the way up to the setbacks. And then the issue that we've seen is they are putting window wells in the setbacks, which putting a window well in a setback is typically fine by ordinance because it's not above ground. The issue, it became that there, as part of the subdivision, when it got recorded, there were these easements, 5-foot easements that matched the setback. And so by ordinance, we're not permitted to allow any permanent structure in an easement. So these window wells kind of became the issue, kind of a highlight of the issue here. You can see those easements being highlighted there. The proposal is to remove the easements along the sides and the rear of all of these lots. And that way that will facilitate the construction of the homes, make the process a lot simpler for both the applicant and for the staff. Engineering has looked this over and they are in approval of it as well. We'll still maintain the utility easements along the front. And then as the subdivisions are reviewed, all of those utility companies will look at the plats and they'll identify certain areas that they might need an easement, and we can accommodate that during the preliminary or final plat process, and those easements can be put in place privately as well. So we don't feel like we're making a compromise here, just accommodating a situation that we've been made aware of. So our recommendation is to approve removal of those side and rear yard easements for all of the Copperfields subdivisions and the proposed Mountain Ridge subdivisions as well. So if there are any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Are these just PUEs or are they public utility and drainage easements?
The ones on the plats are just PUEs, okay. Public utility
cool.
easements.
Thank you.
The applicant is here if you'd like to hear from him. So.
Okay. Any questions for staff? No more? All right. I don't know if there's anything more you want to add, but feel free to come on up. State your name for the
record. I'm here, so I might as well stand up and say something. But no, I appreciate working with staff on getting these amendments brought forth, and they were great to work with and very positive in their recommendations on how we handle these situations. Obviously, with smaller lots and 5-yard setbacks and making sure we abide by building code, we're going to have window wells on the sides. And so being able to remove these eliminates a lot of staff time at Harriman City, my time, all the public utility companies involved on writing exceptions to every single lot that needs it. So it'll definitely be a time saver for sure. But I think there was a question about why these were put on in the first place, and this might allow you to understand how my brain works, but I'm currently remodeling a bathroom in my house, and I've got the bathroom fan in there that's loud and rattling around in there, and I've just never done anything about it. It's just always been part of the house, so I decided to replace it, make it quieter, and it's a much more enjoyable place to be. But sometimes we fall into a rut of like, this is industry standard. We've always just surrounded the lots by public utility easements, and we've never really done anything with them. And so I think this is kind of eye-opening to me to say, like, if we don't need it, let's not put it on the plat. And so these are three phases here nobody's moved into these or closed on these lots, and so we're going to work through past phases that are currently in the building permit process, but these are ones that we can attack up front and not have to worry about it. But my apologies to staff as they work through with me on these permits that are currently in process. So anyway,
great. Any
happy
questions?
To answer any questions.
Yeah. Any questions? Okay.
Just for your information, I don't remember if we mentioned this in the staff report, but we did also work with the utility companies to sign like a master waiver. We thought that would be sufficient, but they were not willing to do that. They wanted to do each lot at a time, and that's what eventually we said, okay, this is the solution.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Just for the record, would you mind stating your name, please?
Oh, yeah. Brandon Watson with Edge Homes.
Thank you, Brandon.
Yeah.
We all know you. But, yeah.
Well, it's been a while since I've been here, so yeah. Appreciate it.
Well, we've missed you, so thanks for coming
back. Faces,
bring
yeah.
this to us. So
let me ask, you're listing Mountain Ridge Phase 16. How many phases are there in Mountain Ridge?
16, actually, yeah. Oh, so no. We're like right at the tail end. So
Phase 10 and Phase 16.
Phase
the
10
other
and 16
phases aren't impacted?
So 10 and 16 are the final phases of single family development. And so I think we're pulling permits on a couple of other single family phases, but these are the last in the Mountain Ridge.
Yeah,
well, all the other ones you
gotta done individual waivers.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just got old quickly. So,
so it's unfortunate that this didn't come sooner.
Okay. Great. Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it, Brendan. All right, is there any discussion from the group? Seems pretty straightforward. As we mentioned before, we'll go ahead and just have a motion for each of the items just to follow the agenda that we have here. So I'll go ahead and entertain a motion for item 4.1.
I'll make a motion to approve item 4.1.
Second.
We have a motion by Heather and a second by Adam. We'll go ahead and call for a vote. We'll start with Tara.
Aye.
Adam.
Yes.
Heather.
Yes.
Jackson.
Yes.
Daryl.
Yes.
And Andrea.
Yes.
All right. That motion passes. We'll move on to item 4.2. Do we have a motion there? Or is there any discussion?
I'll make a motion to approve item 4.2.
I'll second that one.
We have a motion by Heather and a second by Adam as well. We'll call for a vote. I'm going to switch it up. Andrea.
Yes.
Daryl.
Yes.
Jackson.
Yes.
Heather.
Yes.
Adam.
Yes.
And Tara.
Yes.
Thank you. That motion passes. And we'll move on to item 4.3. Any discussion or do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve item 4.3.
Way to go.
I'll second that one as well.
Congratulations. Her first motion. Thank you, Tara. Appreciate that. That was a motion by Tara and a second by Adam. We'll go ahead and call for a vote. Tara?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Jackson?
Yes.
Daryl?
Yes.
And Andrea?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. That was easy. That was a lot less time than all the other things you've had to do, right? So appreciate you being here. And anything we can do to help you out, as well as city staff, is great. Any comments from the commission tonight? Anything else on our minds? Okay. By way of next meetings, next week will be City Council meeting, and the following week will be our next Planning Commission meeting on February 15th. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Moved by Heather. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right, thank you.